season with Caitlin. I said, what's your name? I used to know it. The young lady looked about like you. We're glad to have them back. Appreciate them, all of our people. We're just glad that you're here. If you have your Bibles, I encourage you to read with us the book of 1 John. 1 John chapter 4. And I feel like that the Spirit is speaking to us through every one of these brethren. I believe he's talking to us. Amen. 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. The Bible said, "Believe not, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. Every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. This is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." Amen. Would you stretch your hands to the Lord and ask the Lord to help us, Father? Father, tonight, for just a little while, if you would just forgive us and help us, God, and do your will tonight, I'd be forever grateful. I need your help. I need your strength in my body. I feel, Lord, the adversary trying to attack our soul. But I ask you, Father, tonight to move in this service. I ask for the anointing, for the eloquence. I ask God to make a difference in somebody's eternal destination. Stir our hearts even this evening. If you'll help us, we'll be thankful, God, in your good name. Let the church say, amen. Verse number 4 of that chapter is where I want to try to take my text from. The Bible said, "You are of God, little children, have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." I want you to notice this, and I know it's very simple, but I want to point this out. You see in that scripture, you see these sentences, "he that is in you." He that is in you. Then in the next phrase, you see the words, "he that is in the world." He that is in the world. I want to preach tonight on a greater he. Amen. He that is in you, he that is in the world. The Bible makes no attempt to deny nor dispute the greatness of Satan. You just stick with me here. I'm not glorifying him, but I'm going to give you the scripture here. The Bible makes no attempt to deny the existence of the devil. The world seemingly wants to act as if he doesn't exist, but he does exist. Amen. And you can follow me. I'm going to just highlight some of these scriptures. But 2 Corinthians 4:4, the Bible calls the devil the god of this world. The god of this world. In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 2, the Bible called him there the prince of the power of the air. Amen. In St. John's Gospel chapter 14 and verse number 30, Jesus said this. He spoke of him as being the prince of this world. The Bible makes no attempt to deny or dispute that the existence of the devil. In another place over in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, Apostle Paul warned us of that we would be fighting. And he told us that we would fight against principalities. You must realize the authoritative figurehead here. The principalities, the powers, rulers of the darkness of this world. Rulers. Amen. He spoke about spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. In this world, Jesus said in St. John 16:33, He said, in this world you shall have tribulations. If you're looking for a place to find in this world where the devil is not going to bother you, you're not going to find it. If you're looking for a place where that you can get sanctified to the point to where that the devil will never bother you, you're not going to find it. The devil will always be there. In fact, I feel like that in this day, in this hour that we're in, amen, according to the Bible prophecies and according to what we are experiencing today, we can say amen that the devil is the god of this world. Amen. He told us that evil men and seducers strike worse and worse. Evil men. We're seeing them everywhere you turn. Amen. He talked about false prophets and he talked of false teachers. In the book of Revelations, chapter 12, a familiar scripture. Revelations, chapter 12. Verse number 12, the Bible said, the devil is come down unto you. Amen. The devil is come down unto you. You know who the devil desires to destroy tonight? Me and you. The world acts as if today as if there is no such thing as devil possession. You hear me? Hear me well. If you are not careful, the devil will totally take possession of your mind, of your body, and then literally of your soul. And the devil has come down unto you. He's not here to have a picnic. But the Bible said, having great wrath. Amen. Not only do we live in a world where that the devil is the god, and the devil is the prince of the power of the air. Amen. But he is a mad devil. Can you say amen? In Revelation chapter 15, or chapter 12, verse 15, he spoke about how that serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. We're living today in a flood of perversion. We're living today in a world of great trouble. Can you say amen? Amen. The Bible said this in verse 17 of Revelation 12. The dragon was wroth with the woman. Maybe a lot of different ideals and opinions, but let me say this just for the sake of this message. Amen. Picturing this woman as being with the Christ and the church. The dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant. That's me and you. Amen. The remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Amen. He that is in the world. He's in the world. Amen. He is in the world and he is great. Amen. I hope you'll help me preach. I'm not saying it is great as in importance, but it is great in intensity. He is great in strength. He is great in force. Amen. The devil, preach with me if you will, the devil literally forms and fashions the world. He forms and fashions the spiritual world. Or could I say the spirituality of this world? Amen. Look at the religious sect of our world today. Amen. His power in one place speaking about, I don't know how you believe it, but it really, I'm not trying to be smart or cruel, but it doesn't really matter. But the Revelation spoke about a beast. And I believe that there is a beastly power. And the Bible spoke about his power, his seat, and great authority. Amen. He has authority. The world, in a sense, lives and moves has its being or its existing in the devil. Amen. Amen. He that is in the world, he has authority. He has power. Somebody preach with me. Amen. The devil is the director of this world's laws. He is the guider of this world's pursuits as well as their pleasures. The devil takes advantage of whatever mood that the world is in. Amen. Amen. He controls and he inflames. Amen. We live in a day where that the devil, he that is in the world, I want to preach here in a few minutes, but I want you to get with me on my thinking. He that is in this world. Let me ask you this. How much does he that's in this world bother you? How much does he affect you? How much does he hinder you? Now preach with me. He is in the world. They talk about the devil being in hell. The devil's not in hell. One day he will be cast into the lake of fire. But the devil was not cast out of heaven into hell. He was cast out of heaven onto this earth. And he came down with great wrath. He came down unto you. That's what the Bible said. Let me show you what else the Bible said here in Revelation. Amen. Chapter 13. Amen. The Bible said this. He said it all. Verse 8, all that dwell upon the earth shall worship Him. Amen. Amen. He's in the world. He's powerful. He tears homes apart. He tears lives apart. He causes young men and young women as well as men of age to commit suicide and go into a Christless eternity. He possesses men's minds, causes men to become rapists. Causes women to murder and mutilate their own babies. He's powerful. And they say, the bosses made me do it. Sure they did. He's in this world. I can't keep from it. There's just something gets a hold of me. And I go into a rage. You've encountered Him. He's in this world. I want to preach tonight. We need a greater He. He, the devil, is here. He's come down unto you, having great wrath. As a roaring lion, he walketh about seeking whom he may devour. He is in this world. We need a greater He. I'm glad I've got Him. I wouldn't want to live in this world without Him. If you're in this world without a greater He, you're putting yourself in great danger. Because He that is in this world will literally destroy you. Amen. My text here tonight says this. Ye are of God. Preach with me. I'm not of the devil no more. Do you hear what these brothers were testifying about a while ago? Do you hear what the Spirit's been trying to say to us tonight? If your God can't do it, you need to get at this God. I feel like preaching. Amen. Ye are of God, little children, and have, present tense, overcome them. Hallelujah. Them's what he's talking about in the previous verses. The Spirit. The principalities, the powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world. Ye have overcome them. How did you overcome them? Because you didn't rise up and do it on your own. The devil would look at you and laugh as he tore you from limb to limb. You could stand and cry and say, "Devil, I don't want you to tear my family apart." And he would mock you as he sent your family into divorce and sent your children down the road and sent your young ladies out on the street and made drug addicts out of your young men. Amen. But ye have overcome them because greater is He that's within you. Can you preach with me now? Do you know that I'm preaching right tonight? Amen. Greater is He. Amen. I was praying here the other morning and the Lord dealt with me about this message. Greater is He. Masculine. You want to preach with me tonight? I don't want to get... I don't want to disturb you in a negative sense. I like to stir you in a positive sense. If to you and with your God, it is an impossibility to live right, you need to get this greater God. You need to get a God that's got a He. Masculinity. Amen. Manly. This message is very needful in this effeminate hour. You going to preach with me? This God is masculine. He is manly, having qualities becoming to a man. In a world of sissies. Come on here now. In a world of wimps, weak-kneed, effeminate spirits, and they say that they've got the Christ inside them. I feel the Holy Ghost of heaven pulsating through my soul. Amen. God, this God is a He. He is masculine. He is manly, having qualities becoming to a man. Amen. Characteristics of a man. Are you getting what I'm saying? I'm talking about God, you know. I'm talking about God's people. Distinguished as a man. You might have a low opinion of the God Almighty, but let me remind you one thing right at the get-go. The devil don't. You might think your God's weak. I don't really know if you really understand what I'm preaching or not. Amen. But the devil don't think that God Almighty's weak. You might not have no confidence in the name of Jesus, but the devil does. You might not fear at that name, but the devil does. You might look at Jesus as being a long-haired, lip-wristed, effeminate sissy, but the devil don't. There was never been a man ever spake like that man. When He spoke to the wind, and the wind laid down. And He spoke to the waves, and the waves became calm. And He spoke to death, and death turned loose of His icy grip. All because He's a man. The man, Christ Jesus. Characteristics of a man. Distinguished as a man, brave, noble. Those words aren't even in our American vocabulary no more. Noble, possessing dignity. I ain't walking in this world with my head down. I ain't living in this world defeated. Ain't going through this world talking about how the devil's got me beat in the ground. Because the man lives inside me. Oh, hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Amen. I've got ability.
rank.
Amen. God said He'd make you the head, not the tail. God said that He would bruise him under your feet. He said in the beginning, in the book of Genesis, that the seed of this woman should bruise the head of the serpent. He might bite and bruise their heel. Feel Him. You're going to help me preach? Amen. Noble means high born. Got royal blood in them. I don't keep up with that nonsense. It's a headline everywhere you look about who, Prince Charles, at him. Amen. That little lady is going to marry royalty. Prince Charles, scoot on out of the way, big boy. I got royal blood in me. Hallelujah. You may not recognize me. Amen. But if Prince Charles ain't saved, and it looks kind of doubtly like he is, amen, God Almighty, when a little old plowboy begins to cry out, and he says, "Oh, Father, I'm going to need you to help me to stand." And he recognizes that royal blood. Amen. Come on here now. Not a commonplace. Not of a low degree. Amen. But high born. Amen. Been born from above. Amen. Got ancestry of a noble crowd. Got me on. That is all down through the history. Men that have stood up. Amen. Not laid down. Men that have stood up. Like Moses. Like Joshua, like Eleazar, like Shimon, like Jonathan, like David, like Apostle Paul. Me.
So,
read the book of Acts. Them men didn't take the back seat. Them men didn't take the tuck head. Them men didn't go around pouting. Amen. Greater, you need a greater He. I don't know if I've got everybody with me so far or not. John said, "I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one." Are you helping me tonight? I don't understand. Amen. Men and women in this world that claim to be God's children, and they let the devil run them ragged, weary them and worry them and tell them, come over here now, whatever the devil whispers in your ear, you believe it. Whatever the devil tells you, you fear and tremble. You just know it's going to happen. You need a greater He. I don't doubt that He don't talk to you. I believe there's a greater than Him that can talk to you. I mean, the devil come by and tell you, "Ah, it's what's going to happen to you." We take it down hook, line, and sinker. And God Almighty can talk to us. Help me preach, would you? God Almighty in His Word has talked to us. Amen. It's time that me and you got some manhood about us. Sure, in this world, you're going to have tribulations. You're going to have fear. You're going to have worry. You're going to have anxiety. The devil's going to try to intimidate you. He's going to harass you. He's going to vex you. He's going to try every way that he can. But hear me preach tonight. We need some power. The devil, I said, is inflated. We've been flooded by a world of perversion. Everywhere you look, they advertise the flesh. Amen. It's a world of perversion. It's in your face. But the Bible said that we should shine as light in the midst of a crooked and a perverse nation. You can stay saved if you want to. You can live right if you want to. You can have some power in your life if you want to. We live in the most, amen, weak
powerless, amen, effeminate, anemic church world ever was. I know you're afraid to help me. You're afraid what the devil's going to say. He's cowered us down. He's backed us up. Amen. You better not claim the promises of God. Let me tell you something. Claiming the promises of God is not charismatic. I said the devil forms and fashions the spiritual religion of this world. You see what I'm saying? He formed it. He fixed it. If you try to stand on anything, you're becoming charismatic. Come on here now. We need power. We need a commitment. We need men that will stand for God. Amen. And say, I will not yield. And before I yield, I'll die. We have men and women in our services and congregations. I've pastored them. But they spend their years and days contemplating quitting. They spend their years and their days wondering, I don't know if I can make it. I don't know if I can go another day. I don't want to hurt your feelings. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm preaching you the King James Version Bible. You don't have to live like that. You can get life in you. You get He in you. Amen. By the way, the devil don't have the keys to life and death. Amen, preacher. Amen. He does not have them keys. Can you say amen? Amen. Jesus Christ has those keys. He took them. Are you hearing me preach? Amen. I don't know, preacher. I'd like to do something for God. But that old devil. You mean the devil's greater than God Almighty? I feel like preaching. I don't understand it. We live in a world where the Christian folks, stick with me here, preacher, you ain't never had no problems, I can tell. I'm glad you can't tell. You ain't never been talked about like I have, I can tell. I'm glad you can't tell. In the world you shall have tribulations. Be of good cheer. For I have overcome the world. In the world you shall have tribulation. In me you shall have, you might have peace. I mean, he's got that. Am I doing any good? Revelation chapter 12. Let me read to you. You got any time? Can I preach tonight? You got a time frame, you got to be gone. There were war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought and his angels. And prevailed not. Whose side are you on? Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth. His angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice say in heaven, now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Stop right there. Cry the blues. Stop right there. Say we can't make it. Stop right there. Run and hide from the devil. Stop right there and say it ain't fair. But read the next verse and shout with me. And they overcame him. My God in heaven. My God, and they overcame him. name healed by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of the testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. I read to you Revelation 13 and verse 8. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him. There's an exception. Hold on just a minute. Whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. But I see a remnant. I see a group. I see a people that said, no, the whole world may worship you. May follow you. But the man says, like Mordecai, I'll not bow down. I'll not bow. Amen. I'll not do obeisance, devil. I'll stand.
Mordecai, you got to bow down. Oh, no, I don't. Nobody in the royal generations of my bloodline has ever bowed down. And I'm not being the first. You need a greater he. I said, you need a greater he. I tried to call Brother Michael. I wanted to know what he said again. So if I don't get this just right, you help me. Dawson said the other night to his mama when they come in from school, and Sister Ashley, you don't know what an honor it is to be the mama, to be able to impart one thing that them little boys will come and talk to you as their mama. Amen. Amen. And to be able to teach them mama's wisdom. But help me, Brother Michael. I'm talking about the troubles. Little boys, what, 5 years old. And Dawson said something like this. I got Jesus in my heart, but I got to keep the devil out of my head. I got Jesus in my heart. Let me tell you something, little Dawson. The man keeps him out of my head. Oh, yes, he bombards. He attacks. He harasses. Amen. But you hear me preach and hear me preach well. The devil can't drive the Holy Ghost filled child of God into insanity by the powers of this world. Because greater is he that is within you than he that is in this world. Can you shout amen? Amen. We need some masculinity. We need some power. I'm going to tell you, sisters, I'm not talking about this worldly ideal. Where we got this, makes you want to puke. You see these ladies wearing their work boots and their work hats. And we preach it right on down. And we preach King James Bible to you. Wearing man's apparel. And haircuts like a man. You can be a holiness woman with holiness attire and have he in you. They've done it for years. They met Sister Thelma Parks the other night. I'll never forget it, Sister Thelma. And you don't know how grateful that we are to have you in this church. But testifying and said, I prayed through to the baptism and the fire. My God, even what you need is to get the power of God in your life. Amen, where you can stand up. Amen, come on now. I can't do nothing with my children. Bless God, a holiness woman can. Come on here now. You get the power of God in your life. You can stand up. Let me 16 and 6 foot four. You can stand up and live for God Almighty. Somebody shout amen. Brother Jody Silver told about that little lady praying and seeking God and her husband mean and abusive. She'd down when she'd get down to pray. He'd come in and verbally abuse her and physically abuse her. Her little old lady, him a great big man. You heard him tell it, heard me tell it. She got to pray and he come in, started, I guess, trying to beat around on her. And she had greater than he. Come on here now. And said she praying and the Holy Ghost moved on her. And she turned around and got that big man, stuck one finger under his chin. And the Holy Ghost moving on her. You need a greater he.
and looking that man up dead in the eye and speaking in other tongues, lifted his feet off the floor and moved him over here and set him down. You need a greater he. Are you with me so far? Amen. They told about that little lady down praying. Amen. And couldn't afford troubles, problems come. Down praying, had to live, rent a place in a pretty bad section of town. And said she was down on her knees over in that apartment praying. Amen. And said, heard something beating and rattling on the door. And said, and no prejudice here, no offense as far as the color. And said, the door burst open. And in walked a large black man with a huge butcher knife. And that lady was down on her knees and praying. And she said she saw him come in the door with the knife glistening. And said all she knew to do was turn back and pray. And directly she heard the door click shut. Because greater is he. That's what's in you. Hey, listen to me, church. We're in an hour of trouble. We're in an hour of turmoil. We're in an hour, amen, where the rules of the devil is a working every way in the world. And you need a power. If you're going to stand in this last day, you're going to have to get something in you that can stand the storm. Come on, raise your hands. Ask the Lord to help me. Amen. Pull in here. Pull in here. Amen. Amen. Always ready to quit. Every little thing. Always ready to turn back. You need something in you. Amen. Going to school, you need a greater he. Huh? Now you don't need to be arrogant, cocky, but you do need to be bold. Don't you let them treat you like you're some kind of scum. Amen. That guy called me, he's in a rage, just some things that went on. He said, I thought you being a preacher. I said, you hold on right there 1 minute. I said, me being a preacher don't mean you. I'm going to let you crook me. I'm not trying to be mean. You read the book of Acts of the Apostles. You read what kind of man Apostle Paul was. He didn't cower down when they drug him up before them men. Hey, King Agrippa, let me talk a minute. I don't need your lawyer, sir. Let me defend myself. Am I preaching all right? I don't need your sympathy. I don't need your support. Let me tell you who I am. I'm a child of God. Amen. The Holy Ghost is not effeminate. Preacher, have you ever seen the like, Brother Jeff, in our day? Supposedly Holy Ghost filled people. How weak they are. How powerless. For every little whim of the devil, every little time he boos at them, they cower down and back up and run away. I'm going to be done here. In a little bit. I hope you'll be honest with me. How many wants this? How many really wants it? How many tired being defeated? Do you hear what the Spirit's saying? I ain't talked to Brother Tommy since Wednesday. I haven't talked to Brother Mike about what I'm preaching tonight. And the Spirit tonight is saying, this God's greater. This God can do it. This God can pick me up. This God can make something out of me. This God can make me. Are you hearing me? He meant, ye shall receive power. Do we? Do we? Every time the devil... It's going to happen. Devil, it ain't going to happen unless God says it can happen. Then if God says it can happen, God said He'd work all things to the good. Now, devil, quickly, if it happens, I want you to know right now, I know God's in control of this thing. I may suffer, and I probably will, and I'll go through things, and I'll have troubles in my life, but I want you to know, devil, come on here now, I might be right in the center of your hand. Job was. All right, devil. I don't know about you, but brother, I cannot picture the devil being cocky and being, you know, all just really like he's really won this thing. All right, devil. I'll tell you what. Job's in your hand. Only you can't touch his life. And the devil stripped everything and stripped her. But I feel like the devil reached a point that he had to get delicate. I can't get too close. Because, allow me to preach. God. Come over here now. Come on now. You think God's going to let the devil ruin you and destroy you and tear you apart limb by limb? Somebody help me shout. Amen. This Holy Ghost that's within you. He even said it so far to say this. I know it's been twisted and turned. He said, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. And hear this, over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. I wrote this down. God dealt with me about it. Hear me. Listen to me. I hope you're wanting this. If you really want this, I can't make you mad tonight. A Christian, a true child of God, cannot be defeated by the devil. I feel the Holy Ghost. I won't say it again. A Christian, a true child of God, cannot. You don't know how bad the devil would like to destroy you, Brother Tommy Stephen. He goes about like a roaring lion, seeking. Where you been, devil? To and fro. Have you considered my servant Job? Yes, but you got a hand around him. I walked up Black Oak Road. I looked in there. I wanted him. I wanted his daughters. I wanted his wife. I wanted to destroy every last one of them. But God Almighty, He's got a greater He. I came to the door and God answered the door. I preached not this message but along the powers of God and the powers of hell. Amen. And it really got the devil stirred up one night. And you might have heard me tell it, went home. I believe we was living over at 211 Meek Street then, and that big master bedroom, that big high ceiling. I was laying there in the bed and the night woke up. The forces of hell was in that bedroom. I mean, devils everywhere. Demonic forces everywhere. I knew he'd be there. I got too close to him that night preaching. Amen. And he showed up that night in the wee hours of the morning. Amen. And the devil told me what I should do. I said, devil, you can't do it. My wife was laying there sleeping peaceably. And the devil said, just as sure as you're in this building, I'll get in her. I laughed out loud. I said, devil, you can't do it. He can't do it. When greater is He, is in me. Ain't no way in this world the devil get in here. He can't even get all the way in here. He has fiery darts. Some of you country boys tell me what to do with a dart. From a distance. You've got a shield to faith. Nothing can separate us. Nothing can harm us. There's no temptation you but such as is common to man. The strong man can only stay till the stronger comes. Resist the devil. He looked at them men. He said this, Paul, I know. It might have been Brother Roper said, 1,000 demons said, Amen. Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. Oh, God. I guarantee there have been a few times he probably said to some of you, and probably in some of the prayer times in the 40s, I don't want to get too far out there, I'll preach to you. I believe the devil, I believe he has a kingdom. I believe Satan himself is the great prince of peace, prince of evil. I believe he's the number one. I believe he has angels. I believe he has demons, if you will. He probably has, if you will, a little less ranker one than him. Rules over Middlesboro. Hey, he has a few little imps that runs around. Come on here now. Bring them all, devil. And they can't all. And they all get together. I'll tell you what to do. Let's go up there. Hancock County. Let's really bother Sister Thamma. Sister Thamma, I know. She got the Holy Ghost and the fire. Come on here now. I'm about done preaching. And I think, amen, you need a greater he. Amen. One shall put a thousand. By myself, I can put 1,000 devils on the run. Come on, don't look at me like I've lost my mind. That one preacher said for the first 30 minutes of praying, he said, I just do nothing but shove devils. I can put 1,000 to flight. How many reckons around here? Come here, Brother Mark. You think he's any more than 1,000? Just in case he brought some extra. Two could put 10,000. You want to have him? You want to have him? Oh, man of God. What are we going to do? They've got us surrounded. Everywhere you look. What are we going to do, Elisha? Oh, Lord. Would you open the young man's eyes? I wish God could let you see tonight. And let you see the cruelties. The evil. Probably foaming. Smoke bellowing out of their ears and mouth. I'm just trying to make this thing dramatized. They make cruel things as the devil tries to get you. But I wish you could look back past them. Whether he said that those prophets and those angels desired to look into their day. I wonder if Michael got his sword drawn. I wonder if Gable standing there ready. I wonder if those guardian angels. Come on now. Hey, man. Hey, man, come on here now. When that little boy said, Jesus in here. But I got to keep the devil out of here. Hey, mama, that guardian angel that's dispatched from heaven to divinely protect little Dawson. Hey, man, that guardian angel says, let me tell you, devil, I want you to know, devil, my God in heaven, my God, if I was a mommy or daddy, I'd raise my head and say, thank God that my child has a greater. I got to hurry. I said I got to hurry. Amen. I don't understand. I don't want to walk around in this world defeated. I never could get the words out, but they used to sing a song. Something about I'm no thought thirsting for life's pleasures. Something about for I found greater treasures. I always... looking back. Always thinking back. Amen. I'd like to get to where we could do. Are you hearing me?
I'd like to get where we could do it all. Amen. I'd like to get it just right.
Well, thanks be unto God.
Huh? I need to give you chapter and verse, don't I? 2 Corinthians, chapter 2, verse 14. This Friday, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to preach just a few more minutes. You think you could preach with me? You really you still want this? I ain't done. God ain't done. I'm great if it's fixing to get good. You kind of look at me a little doubtful. I'm fixing to open this altar. You can slide in this altar and get just as much of this you want. Preacher, all this talk about all I can handle, the devil just about wore me to death. Bless God, here in just a few minutes, you can raise up that altar, devil. I want you to know, boy. I mean, this get in anything. Make power of God get in you. You can stand. Did you find the scripture? Can you read that loud with me? Now thanks, which always, I'm going to give you some defining here. Always means always. You know, slang, 24/7, man. You got victory 24/7? Or is the devil defeat you about 9/10 of the time? It's about the biggest majority of time are you walking around just defeated and blue and sad and feel like you can't go on and just ready to fold up and just, oh God. Greater. Surely you want a greater than that. Man, if you heard him talking about that bullying. He talking about them, you know, bullying. They made fun of him because he had bad clothes. And then he went out and hung or killed himself. I don't tell you, it's pitiful. I understand. It's real critical about children's clothes. I understand. I understand every bit of that. But I've also been bullied. I've been made fun of. If I'd have had my clothes on now that I had then, I'd been styled. The knees was out, and it's cut, and had holes, and faded. You know? And I remember standing at the church house out there in the country and putting one foot back behind the other like that because I didn't want them to see it, and they done saw it, and just made fun of me because the toe of my shoe was tore out. I never did get out thinking, you poor little deprived, privileged, little thing, why don't you just go kill yourself? I said, bless God. Where's me a yard to mow? A hay field to pick up? The man in me said, give me just a little while and you won't make fun of me no more. Let me tell you something, devil. You might have made fun of me coming in here, but you ain't making fun of me walking out of here. I feel the Holy Ghost. Oh, God. They made fun of that one little sissy. This may knock you plumb in the creek. Learn how to swim. Climb back out. They ought to make fun of every one of them homos. Queers. Come on now. It's abomination in sight of God. It is abomination in every man. Come on now. Amen. They wasn't felt sorry for when I was a boy.
because the man in me could stand that mess. Hallelujah! Oh, God, I can do. I can. I can't do it. I can't. Hogwash. You can't. Man, I wish you'd get a hold of this. I feel like somebody just about come tearing out one of them pews. I can. You can't. I can. I can't. You stand watch me, devil. What'd you tell him, preacher? Oh, preach and you'll stand and listen to me. Hallelujah. I got a greater He in me. Jesus stood before Pilate. See, listen. That's what the devil does you. Pilate said, "Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee and power to release thee?" And Jesus, the man, said, "Thou couldst have no power at all against me except it were given thee from above." I got power over you. I will crucify you. Devil, I may bust my heart wide open preaching. I'm going to be busting your heart while I preach. I may die any minute. I'm going to die busting your heart. And you ain't got a say-so about it. I'll go straight to God's glory world. And you lost. And you'll go straight to the lake of fire. Thank God ahead. Because greater is He. Thou could have no power over me at all. Except my Father give it to you now. Then you're going to be looking over your shoulder, making sure He don't slap you plumb into eternity for moving one hair on my head. Amen. I wish we'd get like them men I read in that story about. It's a true story. I'll show you the book. Back in the Vietnam, and that man got shot down, and he spent 7 years in the Vietnam prisons. Almost, probably five of it, solitary confinement. 7 years. He said, "We made up our mind. We ain't going to walk out of here defeated." I made up my mind, my brother. I'm not walking out of here today. The other morning, somewhere about the break of daylight, the King of Glory came into this little church house. And He said, "You tell them people Friday night, there's a greater He that can be in them than He is in this world." Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Amen. Samson, that young lion's going to roar against you. And the Bible said, "In the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him." We sang it about as enthused as I don't know what. "I'm taking it back. What the devil done stole from me." He really acts worried that you're coming to get it. Would you raise your hands one more time? You're going to let the devil rule you? Look what a mess He got you in. Look what a shape He's got you in. Look where you're at now. Nervous.
I ain't talking about for real, honest to goodness things. I ain't talking about that. I ain't talking about that. I'm gonna make myself just as plain as I can make myself right here tonight. I want to help you. I'm not against you. I want you to see that. Amen. They daddies and mamas to be in here tonight. You got right to have concern. I ain't talking about that. You got your children in this world. You got a right to be concerned. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about for that lying, low down, stinking devil. Just getting you down over. Be honest now. Be honest. What the last thing he tell you? Did it happen? Huh? What the first time?
He's a liar and the father of it.
He is a liar. You ever say it like Brother Claude? He's a liar. Come on now. Would you like to get this just right in your heart? Amen. Live. Where's my young folks at? How many young folks are saved tonight? Would you stand up? I ain't going to embarrass you, I promise you. If you're saved, you know you're saved. Stand up, young folks. My goodness. Stand there just a few minutes. My mama, you say you're young on your first legs. Stand there. Wouldn't you like to see him, Brother Joe? Get it in him. Devil, I ain't going to bow down. Wouldn't you like to see your little girls, Brother Dan, that's growing up? Wouldn't you just like to see him get that? No way, devil. Wouldn't your girls like to have it? Wouldn't you like to have it in your soul? A greater land. God greater. You can overcome it. Get this greater. Get this one that's so much greater. The devil's powerful, but he ain't all powerful. I got close. Somebody come get the song. Amen. I want you to get some. I want you to get it. I felt it in my heart. Will you help me? Come here, Doc. Come here, Dakota. I felt it. I told his daddy. I felt it. Come here, son. Come here. I ain't saying nothing to embarrass him. He's my buddy. But at an early age, the devil's made a great plea for him. And I felt it right here as he prayed the other night. I had to rub my hand on him. I felt like God was going to lay his hand on his life. I feel the Holy Ghost right here. I'd like to see him get that greater. That greater he in him. I'll go to school. I'll live. Hear me well. I ain't against homeschooling. I ain't against Christian schooling. But before any of that stuff existed, young boys and girls went through public school. They watched them as they smoked their dope. They went to the break rooms and the bathrooms and down the hall. They seen what they done in the corners. They heard all their little stupid, filthy jokes. They seen all the perversion and the things that they had to offer. And some of them marched through them schools and said, there's a greater in me. There's a greater in me. I feel him in my soul. Stand with me tonight. Thank you, good brother. Amen. I really wonder tonight, do you want him? Do you want to leave tonight? Same brow-beating way. Devil bothered me all week, preacher. I just, he's battled me. He will. But Brother Jeff, am I preaching right? Can you get to a place where the battle ain't about turning back? You may battle. It won't be that.
Not bad.
It won't be that.
No turning back.
I'm sorry. It won't be that. I mean, you may battle. You know what my battle is? I'm going to confess right here. God, use me. Don't let me fail you. Don't let me fail you. Don't let me be a fool and fail you. But my battle ain't always.
can't tell you this world's always pulling on me. It ain't always pulling on me. I've got it greater than he that's out in this world. God is in my soul. I got a pull. Let's pull me this way. It ain't pulling me down. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fears dismay. I hate vain thoughts. Would you raise a hand and worship him one more time? Won't you just tell him, I want you, Lord. Greater. Greater. Greater than I had today. Greater than I had yesterday. Greater than I had. Greater than I had when I first got saved. Greater than I had when I first got the baptism. Greater than I had in my first revival. Greater than I had. Amen. 2 years ago. Our testimonies is always in a decline. Pray for me to get back where I used to be. My God in heaven. Go beyond. Go! You better do something. I'm preaching myself to death here. Greater, 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 greater. That's what we expect out of everything in life but us. I ain't being carnal. I'm trying to make this come on here now. Like me, I ain't saying it. Nothing, don't get offended here. Later, Brother Josh. We want this dog. And we want that dog to be better and better and better. Come on now. We get this gun. And we want the next gun. And we want it greater and greater. Come on now. We get this amount of dollars. We get to think about another dollar on the air. All right, you didn't, I did. In life, we always want it more. But God, I've been serving you for a long time. Whatever it takes, I want a greater anointing. I want to live in this world. Oh, hallelujah. This altar's open.
Oh, Jesus, give me the honor, Jesus. Give me the praise, oh, Jesus. Give me the
greater
honor, Jesus. My sweet Jesus.
The greater power.
Jesus, give me the praise.
Oh,
Jesus. Give him the honor, Jesus, and give him the praise, oh, Jesus. Give him the glory, it's all in Jesus, my three Jesus. All in Jesus, give him the praise, oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Give him the glory,
it's all in Jesus. Have no power over me at all.
Jesus, all in Jesus, give him the praise.
Hell, you don't have no
power. I call on the Lord from the valley of sin. Reach right down to me and God's death be caught in my hand, running all the way to the promised land. Cry, Jesus, give him the honor, Jesus, give him the praise, oh, Jesus, give him the glory, it's all in Jesus, my sweet Jesus, oh, Jesus, give him the praise, Jesus, give him the honor, Jesus, give him the praise, Jesus, give him the glory, it's all in Jesus, my sweet Jesus, oh, Jesus, give him the praise. Day alive, man, lie, the temple one day. Peter and John went up to pray. Look on us, Peter and John, it's all in Jesus. Give him the praise, Jesus. Give him the honor, Jesus. Give him the praise, Jesus. Give him the glory, it's all in Jesus. All in Jesus, all in Jesus. Jesus, give him the honor, Jesus. Give him the praise, Jesus. Give him the glory, it's all in Jesus, my sweet Jesus, all in Jesus, to give him the praise. So a burn that came to the mass one day, touched his eyes instead of a crying, touched his eyes the hardest day, it's all in Jesus, to give him the praise. Jesus,
oh, give him the honor,
Jesus,
give him the praise,
oh, Jesus,
give him the glory,
it's all in Jesus, my sweet Jesus,
all in Jesus, give him the praise.
Jesus.
Give him the praise. Give him the glory. It's all in Jesus, my sweet Jesus. All in Jesus, give him the praise.
God, hold on the Lord from the valley of sin.
Make way down and put me in.
God in my chair, he's a hole in my head. Running all the way to the promised land. Come Jesus.
Oh, give him the honor. Give him the praise. Give him the glory.
praise Jesus. I praise Jesus. All in Jesus. Give the praise. Give the honor. Give the praise. Give the glory. All in Jesus. I praise Jesus. All in Jesus. Give the praise.
Oh, that lame man lay at a temple one day. Hear that trumpet up to the high. Look on our fear to die. It's all in Jesus. Give him the praise. Jesus.
Oh, give him the honor.
Jesus.
Give him the praise.
Jesus.
Give him the glory. It's all in Jesus.
Jesus.
All in Jesus. Give him the praise.
Jesus.
Give him the honor. Give him the praise.
Jesus.
Give him the glory. It's all in Jesus.
Jesus.
All in Jesus. Give him the praise.
I call on the Lord from the valley of sin. Reach my God and turn me in. God's not dead, he's holding my hand. Running all the way to the promised land. Let's thank Jesus.
Give the honor. Give the praise. Give the glory. It's all in Jesus. My free Jesus. All in Jesus. Give the praise. Give the honor. Give the praise.
Jesus,
give the praise.
Jesus,
give the honor.
Jesus,
give the praise.
Jesus,
give the glory. Jesus, give the praise. I call on the Lord from the valley of sin. Rest way down and put me in. Got myself to hold my head. Running all the way to the promised land. Jesus,
give the honor.
Jesus, 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 Jesus Jesus, my friend.
Oh, in Jesus, he's the way.
He's greater! I said he's greater! My Jesus, he's greater! Yeah! He's greater than your problem! He's greater than your fear! He's greater than your trouble!
Give me all the praise.
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 give the glory, glory, Jesus, my sweet Jesus, glory, Jesus, give the praise, give the honor, give the praise. Give the glory, glory, Jesus, my sweet Jesus, glory, Jesus, give the praise.